Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep. Today, team, we are diving deep into thoracic trauma, focusing on those immediate life-threatening injuries that you cannot miss on your shelf exam or, more importantly, in real life.
That's right, Chris. Think about it. When a patient rolls into the ED with a chest injury, what's the first thing you're thinking about? The ABCs, right? Airway, breathing, circulation. This is literally a shelf tip.
Absolutely, Mars. Today, we are going to focus in on tension pneumothorax, open pneumothorax, and hemothorax. Let's jump right into it with tension pneumothorax. Mars, hit us with the classic presentation.
All right, let's get into it. For tension pneumothorax, picture this. Your patient suddenly develops dyspnea, that's a difficulty breathing, hypotension, low blood pressure, distended neck veins, JVD, jugular venous distension. You listen to their chest, and you find absent breath sounds on one side, and get this, their trachea deviates away from the affected side. That's a massive red flag.
Boom. Immediate recognition is key here. But why does all this happen? What's the pathophysiology?
Great question. It's all about a one-way pleural air leak. Imagine a check valve system. Air gets into the pleural space, that's the space between the lung and the chest wall, during inspiration but can't get out during expiration. This causes rising intrathoracic pressure. This increased pressure crushes the lung, but it also pushes the mediastinum, that's the central compartment of the chest containing the heart and great vessels, over to the opposite side. This then collapses the vena cava. When that happens, your patient goes into obstructive shock because the heart can't fill properly.
Total game changer. So how do we diagnose this? And what's the absolute no-no, the pitfall to avoid?
The diagnosis for tension pneumothorax is clinical, period. You absolutely do not wait for a chest x-ray. This is a trap. Sending the patient to CT before needle decompression can lead to PEA arrest right on the table. You've got to trust your clinical judgment here. Unstable patients need fast interventions.
So true. Speed is of the essence. And for treatment, what's the move?
Immediate 14-gauge needle decompression. You can do this at the second intercostal space midclavicular line or the fourth/fifth intercostal space mid-axillary line. After that, you follow up with a 28 to 36 French chest tube to formally drain the air and re-expand the lung.
All right, let's switch gears to another life-threatening pneumothorax, open pneumothorax, also known as a sucking chest wound. What does that look like when a patient presents?
For an open pneumothorax, you're going to see a penetrating chest wound. There might be audible sucking as air moves in and out, frothy blood around the wound, and the patient will be hypoxic.
Gross. And the mechanism there?
Unlike tension pneumo, where air gets trapped, here air moves freely in and out of the pleural space through the wound. This free movement prevents the lung from inflating properly, leading to lung collapse.
How do we diagnose this one?
This is primarily a visual exam. You see the wound, you hear the sucking. You can get a chest x-ray after temporizing or stabilizing the patient.
And treatment? Is it just slap a bandage on it?
Not just any bandage. You need a three-sided occlusive dressing. This means you seal three sides of the dressing, leaving one side unsealed to act as a one-way valve, allowing air out but not in. If you seal all four sides, that's a major pitfall because you'll convert it into a tension pneumothorax. After that, you place a chest tube in a separate site from the wound. Then it's off to the OR for formal wound closure.
Got it. Three-sided dressing for the win, always. Now for our third critical injury, hemothorax. Give us the lowdown, Mars.
This one is at risk for some serious blood loss, folks. Usually blunt trauma, and patients may present in shock. On exam, you'll find absent breath sounds and dullness to percussion over the affected side of the chest. This is much different than a pneumothorax that may present with distended neck veins and lack the dullness to percussion.
That's gross. Blood in the chest is not good. Where is it typically coming from?
Usually it's a laceration of the intercostal, internal mammary, or pulmonary vessels. Sometimes it can be a lung laceration.
And what about imaging for massive hemothorax?
On an upright chest x-ray, you may see layering of blood or a complete whiteout on the affected side. But remember this, sometimes a whiteout lung may be confused with a massive mucus plug. But here's a clue. A hemothorax will push the mediastinum away from the affected side. A mucus plug will pull the mediastinum towards the affected side because of the massive atelectasis. This is important because a hemothorax needs treatment with a chest tube. A mucus plug needs treatment with a bronchoscopy.
And speaking of treatment, what's the crucial step?
You'll need a large bore chest tube for a hemothorax, typically a 36 to 40 French tube. If you have a lot of blood initially come out of the tube, greater than 1,500 milliliters at insertion, or greater than 200 milliliters per hour for 3 hours, that's your indication for an immediate thoracotomy, which can be done in the ED, but hopefully in the OR. A huge pitfall to watch out for is using a tube that's too small. This leads to clots and retained blood, which can then progress to empyema. That's pus in the pleural cavity. You don't want that kind of complication. It's totally bogus.
All right, now for some high-yield facts.
For tension pneumothorax, the diagnosis is clinical. Do not wait for a chest x-ray. Needle decrocaution is the immediate life-saving step, followed by a 28 to 36 French chest tube. An open pneumothorax requires a three-sided occlusive dressing. Then place a chest tube in a separate site from the wound. Massive hemothorax is defined as greater than 1,500 milliliters of blood return on chest tube insertion or greater than 200 milliliters per hour for 3 hours. These patients then likely need operative intervention. Lung whiteout can be either hemothorax or mucus plug. A hemothorax pushes the mediastinum away from the affected side. A mucus plug pulls the mediastinum towards the affected side because of the massive atelectasis. Overall, the shelf tip for decompensating trauma patients, especially in thoracic injuries, is act first, image later.
All right, team, be awesome today. Keep studying. We will see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.
Later.